So tonight's shiur is sponsored by John Shankman, Le'ili Nishmas, his father, Chaim Yeshaya ben Yecheskel, whose yard site is tonight. So the neshama should have an aliyah. We're going to pick up with the threads from the last 2 weeks. So quickly we'll review, or the last two shiurim, we'll quickly review what we discussed then, and really going to build on both of them. So we started two shiurim ago. We learned the Mishnah with Rashi, with Tosfos. The Mishnah gives three cases where digging a pit, one is chayev, hachofer bor b'shus hayachid u'psacho b'shus harabim, right? You dig the pit in private domain and open it up into the public domain, or b'shus harabim u'psacho b'shus hayachid, or you dig it in the public domain, open it, the hole, the opening is into your own field. B'shus hayachid u'psacho b'shus hayachid acher, chayev in all three cases. That third case is where you dig a pit in your Rishus HaYachid and you open it up to a different Rishus HaYachid. And as you may recall, there is a machlokas between Rashi and the Ri, what exactly that case was. Rashi says it's both of these are your Rishuyos. It's your Rishus HaYachid number one, and Rishus HaYachid Acher is your Rishus HaYachid number two. What makes it a different field? It's not really a different field. It's really your same field. Tosfos didn't like this because it, why not just say you dig a hole in your field? Okay, maybe to fit it in with the language of the Mishnah, but the Ri, quoted in Tosfos, has an alternate explanation, and this is Tosfos Dimrachsu B'Shus HaYachid. The Ri says V'Ri Mefarish B'Shus HaYachid B'Sach B'Shus HaYachid Acher Dahainu Shechafar Bor B'Shus Atzmo. You dig a pit in your own field. Ufsachol B'Shus Chaveiro, and you open it up. The entrance to this pit is in your neighbor's field. And then your neighbor, let's say your neighbor's animal, falls into the pit. So that's the way Tosfos understands this, and this is on the sheet. The first three sources are this previous limud. So that's the Ri's opinion. He explains why it's necessary, why it's not obvious. And then in the last line, Tosfos asks a question on the Ri. Ulefirish, ulefi perish Ri kasha. We have a problem. Lamo chayev benizke baal chatzer. Why is the person who dug this pit into their neighbor's field liable when their neighbor's animal falls in? Im nafal shor labor. Kevan she'achofer mishalim niske achatzer. I dig a hole in your field. I have to pay for the hole in your field that you're going to fix the hole. I owe you that money. So therefore, al bala achatzer lemaluye. It's not my job to fill in the hole. I owe you the money for the hole I made. It's now your job to fill in the hole. And why should I pay if someone falls into the pit in your field? It's not my problem, it's your problem now, because I owe you the money to fill in the pit. When we learned it, there was a little bit of pushback. I said it was a bigger discussion. So today we're going to focus on that very discussion. This question that Tosfos asks on the Ri, is it a good question? Is it justified or not to say that I dig a hole in your field, I shouldn't have to pay, you should have to pay, because I'm going to pay you the $1,000 for the damage to your field. Therefore, anyone who gets injured in that pit, it's your problem now. It's not my problem anymore, even though I dug the field. So that's angle one that we're going to pick up on. I feel like I want to wait on the questions just so we can see the broader sugya and the different approaches, because we're probably going to get to a lot of things, and I don't want to front load all the answers now. We have to build up to it. So that's angle number one. We're really going to be focusing on this line in Tosfos and tie it into another sugya on Daf Memches, the previous Daf. That's one angle. The other angle, what we did last time, was a more conceptual question of Bor. It both comes up in the Gemara. The Gemara has it back and forth as to whether, when we say Baal HaBor Yishalem, is Baal HaBor, does that mean you own the pit? Like, the pit is in your backyard, you're the owner of the pit, literally? Or does Baal HaBor mean Baal HaTakala? Not that you monetarily own it, but that you created it. You dug the pit. By digging it, you're now responsible for it. And we said it's possible to understand this as thinking about two different modes of liability. Right? Are you liable is bor like other nezikin, where, look, it's your thing and it caused damage, so you owe the money almost automatically, almost like a loan we saw in the Rambam, right? If you loan someone money, if you borrow someone's money, you have to pay them back. And if you break someone's thing or your stuff breaks someone's thing, you have to pay them back automatically. Versus, that's the straightforward approach, and that would be if we think of Bor as monetarily yours, maybe that would work like other Nezikin in that way. Whereas you might think of Bor as fundamentally different than other Nezikin. And this we saw in the Rashba on Daf Gimel, The Rashba says we would have thought that ain onshin min adin. We would have thought you can't apply kal v'chomers, and that's only within bor. That's not more generally by nezikin. That's only by bor. Why? Well, the explanation that we gave, building on the Avia Ezri of Rav Shach, is that maybe bor is different because bor, you don't own the bor. The bor didn't go and do anything. The bor is just sitting there, and someone decided to trip, or some animal decided to trip and fall into the bor. So why are you chayav for bor? Not because you're automatically liable like usual nezikin, but you're liable for bor because you created something dangerous, right? Again, baal hatakala, that conception. And it's more about what you did than about something you own causing damage. And for that reason, it's really an onesh. It's not like the normal case of nezek, where automatically something you own did damage. You owe the money for the damage that was done. No, here it's an onesh. You did something wrong. You created a takala, and part of your punishment for creating the takala is paying money for that. Which we discussed at some length last time we learned together, is going to come up in this sugya as well. So we're going to pick up on that thread too. So with that, general chazara, let's jump in now to our sugya, and specifically the sugya as it appears on Daf Mem Ches. So source 4 here on the sheet, we start with the Mishnah that's already back on Mem Zayin, just to get a little bit of background. Part of that Mishnah says, Hichnis shoro l'chatzer balabayis shelo birshus. If I take my ox into someone else's field with no permission, ungacho shoro shel balabayis, and then my ox gores their ox on their field, oshen eshacho kalbo shel balabayis, or a dog bites, putter. I take my ox into your field with no permission, and your ox attacks my ox, so you're exempt, right? Because what's my ox doing there? Nagahu shor shel balabayis chayev. Of course, if my ox attacks your ox after I took it into your field, I'm liable.
Is he only liable for
It's a good question. I didn't get into the sugya, but it's a very good question because, right, if it were Shein or Regel, we would be chayev nezek shalim, but this is Karen. I would assume chatzi nezek if it's Tom. So let's assume that. Let's assume that for now. And then the next case, if my animal falls into the pit and makes the water disgusting, ruins the water, I'm liable for that. If the ox falls on the neighbor who's in the pit, then you have to pay for the death of the person. The kofar, right, the ransom money when an ox kills someone, that's if you enter without permission. If your animal is permitted to go in, then it gets attacked, the baal chatzar is liable because it got injured, it was there, it was allowed to be there, and it got hurt. Fine. So jumping to the Gemara, hichnis shor l'chatzar baal habayis, right, if I bring my ox into your field, and then it damages, it's liable. So Rava gives a similar scenario, but with an important difference. Amar Rava, hichnis shor l'chatzar baal habayis shelo birshus. I take my ox into your field with no permission. V'chafar ba'boro shichinu ma'aros. This is a very talented ox. It digs a pit. It digs a bore in your field. Right? I take my animal into your field, no permission, and it digs a pit. It's very good at that. Okay, maybe it was using a Karen Slusha. I don't know. Somehow it managed to dig a pit. So what do we say? Baal ha'shor chayev b'nizkei chatzer. Okay, the straightforward point, the owner of the ox has to pay for the damage to the field. That seems straightforward, right? It's chayev for every other damage, so why not this too? U'baal ha'chatzer chayev b'nizkei habor. But let's say someone falls into that pit, or an animal falls into that pit. Who's liable? The owner of the field, not the owner of the ox that dug the pit. The owner of the field where the pit was dug. Why? Afal gav de amar mar. Even though we have a drasha that you're liable if a person digs a pit, not if an ox digs a pit. Or usually, if my ox digs a pit in Rosh Hashanah Rabim and someone falls in, I'm not liable. That's in general. That's in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, let's say. But hacha, in our case, came into Islay Lehea, Limaluye, Velo Kamalye, Kiman de Karye Dami. In our case, my ox digs a pit in your field. You're supposed to fill in that pit because it's dangerous. Let's assume it's right.
Can you translate those words?
Sure. Here in our case, kevan de islay leheach. Since this other guy meaning the owner of the field, he has, namely, has the obligation, limaluye, to fill it in. He needs to fill in that pit. He has to fill it in. Velo kamali, and he doesn't. He doesn't fill in the bore. Kiman de kari dami, it's as if he dug the pit, and he's liable for not filling in the pit, even though my ox dug the pit in his field.
The assumption is that he knows about it.
Okay, good. We're going to put that on the table. We'll see that comes up in Rishonim. The assumption is he knows about it. Could be. It sounds like that in this case, right? It sounds like it. But actually, let's raise that as a question. When we say, Isle leheach lemaluye, he has to fill it in. It's his obligation to fill it in, and that's why he would be liable. What's the basis of that obligation? So there's two ways of thinking about it. One could be, well, he knows about it. He knows it's dangerous. Let's say this is a pit in his field right next to the street. So someone could easily fall in. He knows it's dangerous, so he's obligated. If he doesn't do it, it's like he's a poshea, right? He's leaving something really dangerous right next to the street. It's his fault. That's one way of thinking about it. The other way of thinking about it is, well, maybe he's liable simply because he owns something that's dangerous and someone might fall in. Maybe that's reason enough for him to be liable. If I own something dangerous and someone's hurt by it, that's what the Zikin's all about. So maybe this would be the same thing, even though he didn't dig the pit. So it's not obvious from this Gemara when you say he's supposed to fill it in. Is that because he did something wrong by not filling it in, or just he owns this, it's in his field, and it's dangerous? So it's his responsibility, even if he didn't know about it, right? But you're absolutely right to raise that. Other Rishonim will talk about that, but it's not fully clear just from reading this line. Is the responsibility based on him being cognizant of the danger and ignoring it, and that's why he would be liable, or is it just because it's his, and that's why he would be liable? The same chakira we said about Bor a second ago applies to this Bor too. Yeah. Presumably that would be the same, right? Kamanda kari, it's as if he dug it, it's as if he uncovered it. It doesn't sound like we're making that fine of a distinction here.
Okay, and what, also, does this all relate to him when we first learned the cases in the Pesukim? There's machlokas, whether it's Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah. So this is clearly Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So if you learn the Pesukim as all Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Rabbi,
yeah, our Gemara, this Gemara is assuming that Rosh HaYachid is Chayav. Right? As we saw in the Gemara, it's complicated. Is that a Machlokas Tanayim, or does everyone agree in Rosh HaYachid you're Chayav? However you do the math, we're assuming here Rosh HaYachid you're Chayav.
The point is, if the paradigm case is Rosh HaYachid Rabin, then we clearly need this mission to teach me about Rosh HaYachid. But if you learn the Pesukim as Rosh HaYachid, that's one issue, but it's just... okay, so what are you telling me to do?
You're saying this is not such a chiddush, this case?
Right. I mean, the bottom line is, I own a piece of property, there's a bore on the property, I'm responsible for it, regardless of it happening out of nowhere.
Well, so at the very least it's a chiddush because the pasuk says, ki yiftach ishbor, ki yichre ishbor. You have to do something. I thought, just reading the pasuk, I thought you have to do something to make this pit dangerous. What our Gemara is saying, according to Rava, is, no, I don't need to do anything. If there's a pit in my rishus and I don't cover it up, if it's close to the street or something like that, I am liable automatically, despite having done nothing.
If it's not close to the street, you get it.
So that's going to get more complicated. Okay. If it's not close to the street, then right, if anyone falls in, what are you doing in my field? So the two possible scenarios is either it's close to the street or it's not close to the street, but I'm mafkir my field. That gets a little more complicated. We'll get to that in a minute.
Or
you invite people in, right? The equivalent, right? Yeah.
Is there a gap in time between when the owner of the property is not aware of the hole that he has to fill, and you say, let's assume that the shore or somebody else digs a hole. He has no idea. I mean, somebody, he doesn't know. He doesn't have time. It's not possible.
Right. Okay, great. So along the same lines as Yehuda. Yeah, so hold that thought. We're going to see it's going to come up. It's going to come up in the Rishonim. So it's an important point. I think that depends on this question of, are you liable because you own the hole, or are you liable because you're negligent by not filling it in? But that's what we'll see. That will come up.
It seems according to that you become passively
that's what it sounds like. How passive, though? Is it totally passive? Maybe you don't even need to know about it? Or is it, do you need to have knowledge of it first? Not fully clear. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. Rashi is going to go in a slightly different direction, meaning Rashi is going to make this a little less of a chiddush. Because Rashi is going to say, we're not talking about a case where the pit is right next to the street. Rashi is saying it's the pit is in the middle of his field. This ox walks into the field, uninvited, digs a hole in the middle of my field. So let's look at Rashi. Bala chatzar chayav b'nizkei abor, right? The owner of the field is liable. Why? Im hifkei reshuso. If I then give up, I get relinquish ownership of my whole field, except for the pit. That way, people are walking in my field. It's not my field anymore. They're allowed to walk in my field, but it's now dangerous because there's a pit. Even though the Pasuk says, a person has to dig the pit, not an animal. That's in the public domain, where it's not my job to fill it in. If it's in my field, or what used to be my field, I do have to fill it in. Okay. Right, I have to fill in this pit before I give up ownership on the field. Because it's his pit. An ox digs a pit in my field. I give up ownership of my field without filling the pit. What have I done? I've created a takala b'shus harabim. It's the equivalent of digging a pit in the street. So according to Rashi, am I liable because of what the ox did? Not really. Rashi almost makes it sound like I'm liable for being mafkir my field when the field was dangerous, right? But it's not like it's not a passive bor liability. It's only when it's active. It's only when I actually am mafkir the field. Rashi doesn't tell us what would happen if the pit was right next to the street, but maybe, arguably, Rashi would say you're putter in that case. It's not your problem. You didn't do anything. Maybe. So Rashi stays away from this whole scenario. Both, you'll notice, both on Daf Mem Tesam Abeis, on our Mishnah, Rashi ignores that case of digging a pit into someone else's field. And here, he says it's not really that the ox dug a pit in your field. It's really that you were mafkir your field with a big hole in it.
But being mafkir the field is as much of an active activity as digging.
Maybe, right? Arguably. That may be what Rashi is saying. Obviously, physically, it's not the same thing. But it's you did the action that made the danger.
Right.
It's now dangerous. Right. Yeah. So that's Rashi. Rashi really sidesteps this whole issue. But Tosfos, once again, leans into this issue. So let's take a look at Tosfos, source 6. Afagav de Amar Mar Ish Borvelo Shor Bor. And Tosfos is going to play with the question of what's the Havamina? Right? We say, I would have thought Ish Borvelo Shor Bor, and therefore you're exempt because it's not the ox. An ox dug the pit, and therefore you're exempt. What exactly was the Havamina before this? Let's look at Tosfos. Klomar, Umitoch Kach. I would have thought because the pit was dug by an ox instead of by a person, the Baal HaChatzer is off the hook. That's the way Tosfos is assuming this. And Kamash Malan, the Baal HaChatzer is on the hook. The Im Tomar, Kol Shekein, the Ilom Ma'atinan Shor, Shahaya Ro'i Liftor Baal HaChatzer, the Havalei Lemir V'chiyuva a Baal HaShor. Wait a second, we have a Kal V'chomer, we have a Kol Shekein. Because if we don't exclude Shor, right, the Ilom Latin Shor Shahaya Roi Liftor Baal HaChatzer, that we should definitely make the owner exempt. So why don't we say the owner of the ox is chayev? Why are we talking about, is the owner of the field chayev or not, given that an ox dug the pit? Why don't we talk about whether the owner of the ox is chayev? Isn't that the more obvious, liable party? So why are we not discussing that at all? The Yesh Lomar, no. We're also ruling that out. The Yesh Lomar, the Hachikamar. This is what we're saying. Avagav the Amar Mar Ish Bor V'lo Shor Bor. Even though in general we say you're only liable if a person digs a pit, not an ox. V'haya ro'i liftor kol adam b'bor shakar ha'shor. Be a rule, you'd exempt whoever it is. The Baal HaChatzer, the Baal HaShor. All humans would be exempt for a pit dug by an ox. That's what you would have said. Klomar mitoch kach, haya lanu liftor Baal HaChatzer. Since everyone's exempt, included in the everyone who is exempt is the Baal HaChatzer, the Havel Lemeder should be Pasuk Zeh, Shleis Chayiv Shum Adam Bebor, Shikara Shor Zeh. So that's how he wants to read it. So therefore, Ein Svar Lidrosh Kach, but we don't make that drush. We don't say that Shor Ish Bor Velo Shor Bor excludes liability. So you are liable, right? The Baal HaChatzer is liable. Why? El Kevin Da Leil Maluye, since it's his responsibility to fill it in, Kiman De Karye Dami, it's as if he dug it. And now, listen to this. What about if it's not an animal that digs the pit, but if it's a person who digs a pit in their neighbor's field? The Nira, Tosfos says, Nira, Deaf, it appears. Deafilim Chafro Adam, Debar Chiyuvahu, Even if not an ox digs a pit in your field, even if a person, I go into your field uninvited and I dig a pit there and leave, I dig a pit in your field. So obviously I have to pay you for the hole that I made. But you're going to be liable for the pit. I have to pay for the field, the damage it did to your field, but you have to pay if anyone falls into your pit. And, you know, we have to analyze this. I'm not sure. Tosafot says he's not sure, but he thinks, good chance, that if I dig a pit in your field, that you are going to, you're going to be liable for the pit itself. Now notice, this is the same exact scenario as in our Tosafot, as in Source 3, right? Tosafot on Memtes, where I dig a pit from my field, it opens up into your field, and first Tosafot wants to say, I'm chayev for that pit, based that's their reading of the Mishnah. They say, that can't be, because the Re says I should be chayev, and then Tosafot argues on the Re and says, that can't be, because as soon as I dig a hole in your field, I owe you for the hole I made, and you are liable to fill it in the hole. So we have a stira, right? I mean, depends how you look at it, right? Tosafot sort of hedges a little bit, but if you read our Gemara like the Re, if you read our Mishnah like the Re, that it's saying if I dig a pit into your field, I am liable for the boar, the digger is liable. Compare that to the Gemara on Memches, where Rava seems to say if an ox, and Tosos himself says maybe even if a person digs a pit in your field and you don't fill it in, the owner of the field is liable. Stira, right? Who's liable in such a case? So Be'inyan, our sugi is Be'inyan Chofer Boar, Bishus Chaveru. If I dig a pit in your field, who's liable? Am I liable or are you liable for someone who falls into the pit? This is a stira between the two sugyas. We'll look at a variety of ways of reconciling them, which will teach us different yesodos, different approaches to boar overall. There were a couple of hands. Yeah.
So going back to the paradigm of boar, so we have this idea that the ownership of the boar, mm-hmm. or the kind of the person who made this damaging, entity, and it seems like Tosafot is being torn. So in a case where there's no owner, okay, so I'm left with this Baltakala idea. But if I have an owner, I'm on it. Meaning, the guy who owns the field, he owns the boar, I'm going to hang my hat on that guy. But if I'm in a place where, I can't do that, okay, it's torn. And that's what's troubling.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, and we'll see, this will come up. One of the ways of looking at this sugya is the tension between the Baal HaChatzer, where it's they own the land. It's technically their boar, monetarily.
The boar, it all fits nice. We
right.
That. But when you don't have that,
if you dig it yourself, but if I dig a pit in your field, so your field, so it's your boar, you're the Baal HaBor, but I'm the Baal HaTakala, right? That right, exactly. That's a source of tension here. We'll see. That'll be one approach to solving this. We'll sort of lean in on that tension. But you're saying, without forget about a solution, this explains why Tosafot is being pulled in different directions.
I know that Tosafot prefers standard ownership. Whenever I have standard ownership, that's my primary. So that's why it's not a stira. Whenever there's an owner, I'm going to go with the owner who actually owns the land.
But what do you do in this case where I dig a pit in your field?
I own the field, so he's going to hang my hat on Baal.
So that's but that's not what the Re says in our sugya, right? The Re says in our sugya, that's what the Mishnah is saying. You're chayev for the person who digs the pit is chayev.
The Baal HaBor, the other yakin owns the boar. So I'm going to hang it on him. Whoever owns the pit, that's my preference.
But that's not what the Re says, right?
That's
the Re says on our Mishnah. The Re
says that I'm chayev to if I dig it in your pit,
yeah.
I got to pay for the repair of the pit.
Sure,
but you're chayev for the chiyuv boar.
That's Tosafot's question on the Re, right?
What the Re
said,
I'm sorry.
The Re said, read this Mishnah. I dig a pit in your, I dig a hole in your field. I'm liable. I'm chayev. So that, but you're right. Tosafot's question on the Re is consistent with their. Their tzarech in their maybe view on Memches, those both push in the direction of saying the Baal HaBor, Baal HaChatzer is primary responsible, 100%. Yeah.
If we apply similar reasoning, parallel parity of reasoning, to somebody who goes and digs a hole in the
Well, the difference is you can't say this is your job to do it. There's nowhere where the buck stops. That's part of the issue.
Yeah,
so in halacha, the community doesn't usually have its own. It's like its own corporate status in that way. It's really treated differently. Sometimes context dependent, but definitely in this context, we say, look, it's in the street. In theory, the community should deal with it, but there's no one address to say that. So there's a real difference between digging a hole in your field where you have to fix it and digging a hole in the street where who's going to fix it, right? There's a different set of expectations there. So the place to start our analysis, to start our looking at these sugyas and this tension here is the Shita Mikubetzes on Memtes. Shita Mikubetzes on Memtes is aware of this issue, and as they usually do, they'll bring a variety of perspectives that will treat this issue. We'll see how far we get through the Shita Mikubetzes. It's pretty dense stuff, but it's good stuff. So source 7 here. So he's going to say pshat, right? First he quotes Rashi, he's going to quote the Tosfos. B'kuntris mashmash, he wrote to the Farish, the Maria kol b'shus atzma. It's all in your own field. Shapiresh uvavadim hifkirishu, so osu shapi abor l'socha. V'lashun acher em yusha l'firishu kol. What does it mean, acher? If it's your own field, why does it say acher, someone else's field? V'dome mitoch perusho, d'lo haya kasuv b'sifro acher. Maybe he didn't have the word acher in the girsa in his Gemara. Okay, seems unlikely, as he's about to point out himself, but a little speculative textual emendation is always interesting. V'ein lahakshos alav, amai itzrich v'chulei kachasav v'tosfos. And he doesn't write Tosfos, as Tosfos says, don't ask, well, why do you need to say this? You say it because of the parallel in the language. Umi uksas mashma mitoch l'shono shu'goreis acher. Maybe he does have the word acher in his text. Shapir shehifki reshuso. Osa Shapia Bor Lesocha. Right? He was mafkir his Rishus, the one that has the bor in it, the imgores acher azvadai kashya, ma lanubin rishus achas l'shtei rishuyos, kim shekola adam echad. Sounds like he's trying to explain that with the word acher why you need to talk about two different rishuyos. Maybe he does have the word acher. Fine, it's not doesn't make a huge difference for us. V'in domesh ratza rashi zalomar, shepsach l'shus ayachin shel adam acher. It does not seem like Rashi thinks that there's two different people who have fields, and you make a hole from your field into their field. Fine. So that's Rashi. And then he says, L'perish Ri, he doesn't even spell out what the Ri says, but we know the Ri says that he says the Mishnah is talking about me digging a pit from my field, opening up into your field. L'perish Ri, Kashik Sas. Here's a little problem. Tosus himself raised this. Lama chofer hu chayiv beniske balachatzer im nafal shor labor ha'amrina le'el. We say earlier, namely on Memches, kevan de alav limalye, since it's his responsibility to fill in the pit, namely the owner of the field where I dug the pit, or my shore dug the pit, he needs to fill it in. Kiman de kariyehu dami, it's as if he dug the pit himself, so he should be liable. So why are we saying I'm liable? Ve'afal gav de le'el ayrinan kishachafro shor. So maybe you'll say, well, there's a difference between if my ox digs a pit, that was what Rava said on Memches, versus where I dig the pit on Memtes. Maybe you make that distinction. No, ain't domo l'chalik bein shor l'adam. No real difference there. We'll see. Some people might disagree. But Shinu gets to start off by saying there's no difference between a person and an ox. V'gam dochak lomar, shebal achatzer yischayiv beniske acherim, im hayasamach l'shus harabim, v'zeh yischayiv bal achatzer. Another thing that will be difficult to say, and we'll see other people say this, you might say, look, If someone else from the street falls into this hole, right? My ox or I dig a hole in your field right next to the street. Then someone falls into the hole from the street. In that case, the Bala Chatzer is chayev, is liable. But what happens if I dig a hole in your field and then you fall into the hole yourself? The Bala Chatzer themselves, their own animals, let's say, fall right into the pit that I dug in their field. In that case, I'm liable. So the Shita Mikubetzes raises that, and he says it's dochak. That's too difficult. We'll see the Reinu Peretz, Talmid Reinu Peretz, will try to resuscitate that idea. It's an interesting idea, but for now, we've rejected that. Number one, it's dochak. It's a little too difficult. The ode, and here's another argument against it, me'achar shezeh v'shalim nizkei chatzer, since I have to pay for your field that I damaged, domed de'al ba'al chatzer l'memalyeh, so that must be that it's your job to fill it in, both for your own sake, so you don't fall in, and for others' sake, so they don't fall in. What difference does it make if you're the one who falls in or someone else falls in? I'm paying you for the damage I did to your field. It's your job to fill it in for all purposes. So that's why he doesn't like that svara. That's the Tosfos shants. So far we don't have any good answers, right? We have two answers that we've rejected. The difference between shore and adam, right? Only if the shore digs it, is the Baal Chatzar Chayev? If not, if I dig it, then I'm Chayev. He doesn't like that answer. And the other answer being is the difference between if a third party is damaged, then the Baal Chatzar is liable, whereas if the Baal Chatzar himself falls in, then I'm liable, I who dug it. He doesn't like that answer either. We'll see, we'll come back to it. Okay, so let's look now at the rush. The rush is v'nira li, d'chayev bal ashor, v'nizke bal chatzer, kodem sheyivada lo, chafiras habor. This is what a couple of you were suggesting earlier, that I'm only liable, I who, right, in our Mishnah, I dig the pit in your field. Mishnah says chayev. I'm only liable before you find out about it. But once you find out about it, you own the field, it's your job to fill it in. I'm no longer liable. So that's this, to solve the stira between Memches and Memtes. Memches is talking about after the Baal HaChatzer finds out. Memtes is talking about before the Baal HaChatzer finds out. Simple resolution. What?
Very practical.
Very practical, right. But it's not an unreasonable reading, right? Especially because Memches says, well, it's your job to fill it in. That presumes you knew about it. Arguably, and Armisha doesn't say that you found out about it. So maybe that explains the difference. We'll see in 1 second, we'll see the tour follows the rush, as is his want. You know, kibud avim and whatnot. So we'll take a look at source 8 in a second. But yeah, first a couple comments.
The basic scar that says, I now pay you for the damage that comes to your field. It's your responsibility to fill in your own field. I'm not following that scar. I'm paying you for the damage I've created. But I still have, there should be an additional, why should there be additional effort on the part of the owner of the field to then now repair it?
So I think the way the Gemara is looking at it when it makes that argument is that's not additional effort. When I pay you, I'm done. We reverted to square one, right? I damaged your field, I'm paying you, I've compensated you, and now it's your problem. It's not my problem anymore. We'll talk in further, we'll see it'll come up a bit in further detail in some of these answers. We'll hopefully get a bit deeper, but I think at first glance, that's how we're taking it. Right? It's not an extra effort, that's what I'm paying you for, to get you back to new. Yeah. Great. So that's another chiluk we're going to see in the Rishonim. Does the payment need to actually happen? That's another. Right. So we'll see. That's another version of. We'll see a few different versions of this point of like there's a point in time when responsibility shifts. So far we've seen when you find out about it. Right. Did the Baal HaChatzer find out about it or not? We'll see. Did you pay them yet or not? It's going to be another view of when the turning point is. So we'll see, that'll be the very next line. So actually, why don't we read the next line just because it ties in. The Rid, the Rabbeinu Yeshaya, the Trani Kasav Zel Shono, Veshema, Mayri, B'shelo Hayelo Pnai, Limaloso. Slightly different. Not that he didn't find out about it. Maybe he did find out about it, but he didn't have a chance to fill it in. Why? Maybe it's Shabbos. Or maybe whatever else. Like, you know, maybe there were no, everyone was already doing construction, so he couldn't get another truck. Right, everywhere you, every 5 steps you go, another house is being constructed. So, whatever the case may be, if he couldn't practically fill it in, then he's also off the hook. Again, it's a slight nuance on the rush about not knowing about it. But it's a practical consideration. And once you have the opportunity to fill it in, according to the Rid, then we would switch responsibility from the Baal Habor, from the Korah, the digger, to the Baal HaChatzer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And digs a hole. The other guy becomes a blocker. You can have that imposes almost limitless liability upon the owner of the property. If you have somebody who comes in and is malevolent, he wants to keep digging. He wants to. He can mess up his whole field. Once he can do God knows what, and all the other guy has to do is fill it. This guy walks away. It doesn't make sense. There's something fundamentally wrong.
Well, I think the liability is less than you would think because it has to be a case where someone accidentally falls into the pit or an animal or something like that, right? So, okay, so...
At that point, it's...
Meaning you're saying someone goes and digs up the field and then all you need to do is fill it in and nothing else. It's still prohibited to do that. It's still usher to dig up your field. Presumably you could... We're talking about liability. After the fact, I mean, like, imagine, like, I mean, this would be an interesting in American law also. Like, imagine someone goes to your field, digs a big hole, fills it back in, it's as good as new. Do you have a claim against them? What's your claim?
It depends what the damage was.
There's no damage. It's exactly like it was before.
It's exactly what it was before.
So that's what we're talking about, right?
It's the same. But if it's not the same, then it's
Right, but we're assuming you paid. If it's any different, you pay them the money that of that difference. So it's hard. It's hard to point to a damage that was done. Right.
It just allows somebody.
It's not permitted, so it doesn't allow someone. It doesn't allow them because it's still usur, right? In terms of what sort of sanctions we would impose on them, you're right. It's somewhat limited, but I think you have that problem in any legal system because it's hard to point to the harm in the case. Was there another hand or no? All the hands? Okay, so we've seen two versions of this practical point. The rush about you needing to only once you know about it, does the Baal HaChatzar become liable? And the rid, only once the Baal HaChatzar has a chance to fill it in, is he liable? Let's just quickly look at source 8 at the tour following the rush, who paskins this lahalacha. So he says, Echad HaChofer B'Rishus HaRabim, if you dig a pit in the public domain, O B'Rishuso B'Soch Tal Tfachim B'Soch B'Rishus HaRabim, or in your own field, within four Tfachim, right next to the B'Rishus HaRabim, O B'Emtza B'Rishuso V'Hifkir B'Rishuso, or in the middle of your field, but then you give up ownership of your field, so people are allowed to walk there, V'Lo Hifkir Bor, but you didn't give up ownership on the Bor, so it's still your Bor. Oh, this is one more scenario. Those first few cases were all things that come up in our Gemara, but then he tacks on this other case. Osha Chafar B'Rishuso, you dig a pit in your own Rishus, and you open it up into your neighbor's field. Right? Basically, you dig a hole in your neighbor's field. V'nafla bo behemas chaver. Your animals, your friend's animal falls in. B'chol inyan chayev. I'm always going to be chayev for that, for digging that hole in your field. So that's our mission. He's paskening our mission. If I dig the umiu, but davka kodem sheno dalabal chatzer. That's only before the owner of the field knows about it. Av acher sheno dalo pater hakore. After the owner of the field finds out that I dug this hole, then the owner of the field is now I who dug the pit am no longer liable. Why? The kaven shu chayev b'niskei baal chatzar. I have to pay for the damage I did to your field. Hayelo baal chatzar l'maloso miyad. The owner of the field just then fill it in immediately. V'zei paralo, and then he'd get paid back for the the filling in. V'kaven lo milahu kiman dekari yudami. If he didn't fill it in, it's as if he dug that pit. So the Torah paskins lahalacha, this chiluk of the rush, this difference between did you know about it or not, right? There's a point at which the liability switches from the kore to the baal chatzer.
It's interesting though that his lashon is interesting. Not that he paid him, but that he's chayav. It seems that what he's saying is that at the point where he becomes chayav, even if
right,
he's paid,
you're right. The Torah is assuming it's before you paid. But as long as you know about it, because everyone knows, you just fill it in, and then they're going to have to pay you. Maybe what his assumption is because they didn't have estimates back then or something. So the way you would pay, it would depend how much it costs to fill it in. You fill it in, they'll pay you for your effort. So we don't know how much exactly they're going to pay you, but whatever it is, we have an assurance that they'll pay you for whatever the job costs. Yeah, it sounds like as soon as he knows about it. He doesn't need to get paid. That seems to be clear from the Torah. We'll see others argue. Okay, so let's continue now. We were in the middle of the rid. The rid gives two very different answers. The first one was a pragmatic answer. You didn't have time to fill it in, right? Forget about knowing about it. Maybe you knew about it, but you didn't have a chance to fill it in. Inami, says the rid, a second possible explanation. Lo mahan yach svara, ela l'chaivo mehezek. Ava lihizahir, shelo yuzak, lo. So it sounds like what he's saying is this svara of you should have filled in your own field, that only can make you chayev if other people are injured. If someone else falls into this pit, a third party falls into this pit, I, the owner of the field, am liable for not having filled it in. Aval yizar shelo yuzak lo. But it doesn't exempt me. It doesn't say that I have to make sure that I don't get hurt. I have to make sure other people don't fall in. But if I fall into this pit that I did not dig, that's your fault. That's the kore's fault. That's the digger's fault. Right? So it's very interesting. This is the svara, precisely the svara that the Shittim Gubetzes earlier did not like, but it sounds like the Tosfos Rid is saying it. That on the one hand, the owner of the pit, the owner of the land that didn't dig the pit, he will be liable if some third party falls in, because he has to fill it in. It's his job to fill it in. But if he himself falls in, or his animal falls in, who's liable? The person who dug the pit. Which is a little crazy, right? That you'd have different parties liable depending on who falls in, right? Who's actually responsible? And so,
even after he finds out,
it sounds but let's assume it's after he finds out. Yeah.
What basis are they being judged?
I mean, you're right. It's a solution to solve that tension. Everything we're going to see, every answer here is an attempt to solve the stira between the two sugyos. How does it solve the stira? Because what did we see on Daf Mem Ches? It says it's the responsibility of the owner to fill in the hole. That's only vis-a-vis third parties that fall in. Our sugya that says that if I dig a hole in your field and your animal falls in, I'm liable. That's only talking about if your animal falls in, not if some other animal falls in. Now, it doesn't say that explicitly, only if it's your animal, but that's the most likely scenario. And in the previous Mishnah, it doesn't explicitly say a third party's falling in, but I mean, that seems to be strongly implied. So that's the solution. That's the Tosfos Rids solution. Just let's think about that theoretically a bit. Okay, so actually, based on something you said before, we could suggest what the lumdus is here. Why is it that different parties are liable in different cases? Shouldn't one person be liable? So think of it this way. From the perspective of Baal Habor, the Baal HaChatzer is liable. From the perspective of Baal HaTakala, who created the danger, the Kore is liable. Now, what if there's a clash? Well, if there's a clash, if you need to choose one, as you said, right, Tosfos, and presumably the Tosfos Rid also, is of the view that the Baal HaBor comes first. So if some third party falls in, the Baal HaBor will be liable primarily, because it's their job to fill it in. They're liable. But if the Baal HaBor themselves fall in, obviously they're not going to charge themselves damage. So you go to the other party, that's also liable. You go, okay, number one on the list can't pay, because it's to themselves. Let's look at number two on the list, the Kore, the Baal HaTakala. And it sounds like, according to this lumdus, the Rid is saying, you can have two different parties be responsible for the same bor. Obviously, they're not going to both pay in the same case, so you have to have some hierarchy. The Baal HaBor is number one, but the Kore, the Baal HaTakala, is number two, and they're both actually potentially liable in every case.
What happens if Baal HaTakala falls in?
Baal HaTakala falls in, what are you doing in my field? Yeah. But if he falls in from the street, then maybe, I mean, you'd have to wonder if he's doing it on purpose or not. But if it actually was an accident and his animal falls in from the street, then presumably the Baal HaChatzer would be chayav as well, right? It's an ironic situation, but it sounds like that's the lumdus that comes out of it according to the Tosfos Rid. Actually, let's just jump for 1 second, because we're not going to get up to this in order. Yeah?
Make it a little more palatable. Let's say the Baal HaSad is filling in his field.
Mm-hmm.
He's filling in the hole.
And then he falls in while filling it in. Uh-huh. Interesting.
Right. So most people would say, well, then the person that dug it.
Right. That's interesting.
So
this
is sort of a variation.
A variation on that scenario. Interesting. Let's just take a quick look at the Evin HaAzel, source 12, Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, who says, he says a lot of things, but we'll look at the underline, the bottom underline here. It says, the Yesh Nafkamina Bein Adam Lishor, right, and actually, should we go in this direction? So he's adding another piece to this, which is the difference between Adam and Shor. Because what we're saying about Baal HaTakala only works, arguably, if the Baal HaTakala is a person. You can't have an ox be a Baal HaTakala. It's not, right? If it's your personal, you did something bad, like we said last time. It's an onesh. You're getting punished for digging the pit. We don't punish an ox for digging a pit. The oxen don't know what they're doing. Yes, it's your extension monetarily, but it's not your extension in terms of onesh, right? We don't punish. Well, that's the point. Maybe we are talking onesh. If we're talking Baal HaTakala, we're saying not that you created something dangerous that you own and you need to pay for. We're saying you did something that's dangerous and you are personally liable for having done a bad thing. So this is what we discussed last time. It seems like that's an open question in thinking about Bor. So what the Evin HaAzel says, Yesh Nafkamina Bein Adam L'Shor. This is one of the differences between a person and an ox. The Davka B'Shor Shechafar B'Chatzer Chavero Chay Baal HaChatzer B'Niskei HaBor. If the ox digs, then only the owner of the field is liable. Mishum She'ein Baal HaBor Acher. There's only one Baal HaBor. The only Baal HaBor is the Baal HaChatzer. Avlim Chafar Adam, if I dig a hole in someone else's field, then is chayv beniske bor, I am liable for the damages of that bor. Vinasa bala bor, midin chofer bor b'shus harabim. Right? It's as if I dug a pit in the street, I dug a pit in your field, I'm the chofer bor, I'm chayv. Lon is chayv bala chatzer. He wants to say in that case that you're not chayv at all. The bala chatzer will never be chayv because I, as a person, dug it as opposed to an ox. So he's almost taking it a step further this chiluk, leaning heavily on the person versus ox point, but I think everyone needs to say that. The Tosfos Rid would say a more moderate version of that, which is, if I dig the pit, look, the Baal Chatzar is going to be more liable than me, but I, as a person who digs that, will always be liable as well. Both the Rid and the Evan Uzzel have this idea of two possibly liable parties. Not necessarily simultaneously. The Evan Uzzel doesn't like the simultaneous idea, but it's almost like if the ox digs it, then they're trumped by the Baal Chatzar. If a person digs it, then the person trumps the Baal Chatzar, right? So there's two parties that are potentially liable, and how you parcel it out depends for the Evan Uzzel on how much liability the digger has, animal versus person. For the Tosos Rid, it depends on who's getting damaged. If the Baal Chatzar themselves is getting damaged, then the Korah is liable. If it's a third party getting damaged, then the Baal Chatzar is liable. Very interesting point from the Tosfos Rid. Yeah.
Let's assume there was nobody has fallen into anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One person goes ahead, digs a hole in somebody else's property, and there's damage to the dog. The cost of refilling that property or undoing the damage from the hole is a X.
Mm-hmm.
But if that refilling cost more than the value of the property without being refilled.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like yes. But you're asking a question that's important, not just in terms of board. This is a question in terms of Nezikin overall, right? Is the point, and this, but you're in your comment earlier also, is the payment for Nezikin about getting back to square one, or is it to pay for the damage that was done? And those aren't always exactly the same thing. Sometimes it's more expensive to get back to square one than it is than the actual damage that was done. Like this case you just mentioned. Right. Right, so it's a great question. I think it's a chakira. It's a big, you know, sort of open, debated question in terms of Nezikin generally. And I think your example is a great case of that. Yeah. Okay, so let's try to move a bit further. Let's try to get to Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz. You'll see it's three paragraphs here, and it's pretty complicated stuff. Let's try to see what we can get through. Zelashon Talmid Rabbeinu Peretzal. The same question on the read. Why is the person who digs the pit liable? Since he, the owner of the field, has to fill it in. This is Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz, 10 lines down on page 2. Back in the Shita. These Shitas, they keep going. So many Shitos. So yeah, Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz in the Shita. And I just read the first line in a bit, and now we're up to the underline. We jumped ahead and saw the Evan Azel says similarly. Maybe the difference is between an ox who digs, in that case the ox is not liable, rather the owner of the field is liable, versus if a person digs, then the person is liable. No, I don't like that distinction. What are you saying? If I dig a field in your field, if I dig a pit in your field, it's your job to fill it in. I don't care if I dug it or if my animal dug it. It's not about it being your fault or not. It's just there's a hole in your field. You need to fill it in. In general, bor is not about pshia. It's not about doing something wrong. It's just about having a dangerous situation. So you should need to fix that regardless of who dug the pit originally. Mikol makom. Right, if there's a hole in your field and you give up ownership in your field, you should be liable because it's now dangerous. You own the pit, right? He's focusing on the ownership of the pit and the fact that it's dangerous. You have to fill it in regardless of pshia. Right, if whole question of if you have a crash, two people trip into each other, who's considered liable or not. Either way, if you can get up, you have to get up. You can't say, it wasn't my fault that I got tripped, therefore I'll stay on the ground and other people will fall on me and get injured and that's not my problem. No, it is your problem. Same thing here. You didn't make the hole in your field, but if the hole in your field is dangerous, you have to fill it in. Well, maybe the the difference between an ox and a person is you have the person who dug the pit is bar chiyuva, is totally liable, as opposed to an ox who's not. Still, you haven't explained why the owner of the field isn't responsible to fill in their hole in their field. That's it. So you haven't explained that. My love, it's no different than the shore case. The owner of the shore should be responsible too. And yet, that's trumped by the owner of the field's liability to fill in the hole. You don't need Kabbalah, you don't need to accept responsibility for it. You have a hole in your field, you need to fill it in. So this is the question on the reed. And it seems he leaves it as a question for now, but now he's going to try to answer it. V'yesh lomar. It is in fact the case that the owner of the field is liable for dangers to others. Me'ahu time of the Prishna. Along similar lines to the rid, the owner of the field is liable to a third party falls in. But if the owner of the field themselves falls in, then the person who dug it is liable. The same distinction. It's similar to the rid, right? It's similar chiddush to the rid that depending on who's injured, one party or the other will be liable, right? If the owner of the field falls in, the person who dug it is liable. If a third party falls in from the street, then the person who owns the field is liable. Similar to the rid. We're not going to be able to read through all this. He then backs off and says, maybe that's only if the owner of the field was mafkir their field. And if they were mafkir their field, similar to Rashi, if you remember, we saw Rashi. If you're mafkir your field, it's not really about the hole in the field anymore. It's about the act of being mafkir your field and making it dangerous for people, you know, allowing people to walk right next to this hole. That's really the part that gets you liable. So he sort of backs off a little bit. Right, and then he goes back again at the end and says, "Well, maybe we are talking about where he was not mafkir it." So he sort of then leans back into what the rid had said originally, and we've already explained that. But now at the end, the last 4.5 lines of the shita here, the bottom of source 7, we'll just take a quick look. He throws in two other quick answers. V'yesh lomar, you see the underline, four and a bit lines up. V'yesh lomar de ma'iri kigon shadayin lo shilem. The Enu Mesula Kemenu Ad Shas Tashlumen. Maybe, and this goes back to some of the earlier points we saw before about timing, right? Maybe he didn't know about it yet. Maybe he knew about it, but he didn't have time to fill it in. Another similar distinction, maybe he didn't pay yet, right? I dig a hole in your field. I owe you $100 to do it. But until I pay you the money, it's my problem. It's not your problem until I pay you for the damage I did. So that's a suggestion. Now, the reason why this is not unanimous, and as we saw, the tour seems to argue with this, is because just because I haven't paid you yet doesn't mean it's not your responsibility. Presumably, once I owe you the $100 for the hole I made, you are now responsible for the danger of that hole. Why should it depend on whether I actually pay for that damage or not? It's not like I'm buying the hole or getting paid for it. It doesn't work that way. Meaning, I'm chayev to pay for the damage I did, and you're now responsible for that hole. So that's why it's not a unanimous view, but it is an interesting view, and it's again about drawing that line. At what point do we transition from the responsibility of the Baal HaTzakala, the person who dug the hole, to the responsibility of the person who owns the hole? One last explanation, and this one's going to be really fascinating, and touch on some of the conversations. Umori Sheyichya, my Rebbe, Piresh, Devadai Ein Nisratza Baal HaChatzer LeKabel Mimenu Niske HaChatzer. If the owner of the field agrees, okay, you know what, you'll pay me for the damage, I'll take on the responsibility of if people fall in, mimashiniskal al chafira, hakanami did istalik a chofer legamre. Then the chofer, the digger, is totally off the hook. Mihu, what's our case? Myri, our case is kigon shelonis ratz lekabale menu, ela rotsa shiyista menu v'yachol chufa al kach. Umechayev lo machofer al niske bal chatzir ad shiyista menu ad shiyachasenu. What happens? I dig a hole in your field, and I say, okay, here's $100. It's your problem. And the owner of the field says, I am not taking your money. I don't care. I am not going to accept this. You need to fill in the hole. You need to make it whole, but get rid of the hole and make it like it was before. And on this view, it's a big chiddush in all of Nezikin, right? The Nizak, the damaged party, can say, I don't want monetary compensation. I want you to restore me to the way I was before, and I can enforce that. It's a big chiddush. I mean, it has many applications elsewhere in Nezikin. Because that's the case, if the owner of the pit says, I'm not accepting this, I need you to fill in the hole, Until he does, it's totally the liability of the Baal Ha, the Baal Tzakal of the Korah. And that's the difference between the two sugyas. Right? The difference between Memches and Memtes is, did the owner of the field say, okay, you give me $100, or you will give me $100, it's my problem now, versus saying, I do not accept any money, I am waiting for you to fill in the very pit. We saw so many different chilukim here. The two main categories are something about the timeline, somewhere along the timing it shifts. And the other approach is that there's really two different parties that are liable at all times. And it's like a struggle, who's going to be liable? Maybe it depends on how much of a responsible party did the damage. Is it a mere shor, where that wouldn't take responsibility, or an adam, where it does? That's the Evan Azul. Or maybe they're both chayev simultaneously. And it depends on who gets damaged. But we're not going to really get a chance to look at this, but since it's on the sheet, the Pnei Yoshua, I had a chance to be at the Pnei Yoshua's kever on Thursday in the Frankfurt Jewish Cemetery, so we should read a few words, Le'ilui Nishmaso, as well, along with the yard site from tonight. So we'll just read a chilek in the Pnei Yoshua that goes in the opposite direction. He says, Imhuzak Inishme Alma. So the whole Havamina is to say that you're off the hook, that the Balha, that the Korah is off the hook, is if a third party gets damaged. That would be the reason to say that you are liable. Avalim Huzak Bala Chatzer Ba'atzmo, Pshitale Lari, De Ihu, De Azik Anafshe. But it's clear that if the owner of the field themselves falls in, then the person who dug the pit is definitely off the hook, because they should have been able to know not to fall in. This is the opposite of the chilek we saw, where right, it's not that if the person who owns the field falls in, then I might be liable. The person who owns the field falls in, I'm never going to be liable for that. There's no havamina. The only havamina is if it's a third party, because they should know it's their field. They should know where they're going. Just to share some words from the Pnei Yoshua at the end, and Tov, we'll pick up with the next sugya next week.